the Englishman's results, and word soon spread before offers came in for him. Simpson, after arriving in France just 2 months previously, joined Raphael Geminiani alongside compatriot Brian Robinson, who himself was a trailblazer for British cycling, having become the first Briton to win a stage of the Tour de France in 1958. During his time in Saint-Brieuc, Simpson met Helen, a young Englishwoman who later became his wife and mother of two daughters. Under a year after signing his first professional contract, Simpson finished fourth in the Road Race World Championships in Holland. The following year, Simpson managed top 10 finishes in two of the most prestigious one-day classics, La Flèche Wallonne and Paris-Roubaix, with trademark attacking rides that ultimately failed, though earned him many admirers. It was, though, in 1961 that Simpson first wrote his name into the history books, when he became the first, and still to this day only, Briton to win the Tour of Flanders. After wearing the maillot jaune in 1962, Simpson went on to win the now-defunct epic 560-kilometre Bordeaux-Paris one-day classic in 1963, before going on to claim the Milan-San Remo classic the following year, while also going close to a first stage win in the Tour de France with a second-place finish in Stage 9. When, in 1965, Simpson out-sprinted Germany's Rudi Oltig in Spain to become Britain's first-ever road race world champion, his achievements were later recognised back home when he was named BBC Sports Personality of the Year. During the 1966 Tour de France, Simpson again missed out on stage wins after twice finishing second before he was forced to abandon the race following a crash on the descent of the Col de Galibier. Simpson, having won two stages in the 1967 Vuelta a España, went into that year's Tour de France in buoyant mood, though it ended in tragedy. On Thursday, July 13, Simpson pushed his final pedal stroke on the unforgiving ascent of Mont Ventoux after the rider collapsed in the heat. Legend has it that Simpson's last words were, "Put me back on the bike," which he duly was before collapsing a second time. After being flown off the mountain by a helicopter, Simpson was declared dead on arrival at the hospital after suffering a heart attack. The following day, the race, after much discussion, continued while the morning peloton agreed the stage be handed to a British rider. Later, an inquest reported that Simpson had amphetamines and alcohol in his bloodstream, which had both, alongside the heat, contributed to his tragic death. Simpson, though, remains a popular figure both home and abroad, and still to this day French newspapers compare British riders to the man they called Major Simpson. Chris Boardman. Born August 26, 1968. Biggest wins of his career. Olympic track pursuit, 1992. World hour record, 1993 and 1996. Tour de France prologues, 1994, 1997, and 1998. World track pursuit, 1994 and 1996. World time trial, 1994. Days in yellow, 6. 3 in 1994, 1 in 1997, and 2 in 1998. Chris Boardman became the second British rider to wear the maillot jaune in 1994. 22 years after Tom Simpson had become the first Briton to wear the most iconic jersey in cycling. After claiming numerous amateur titles, Boardman in 1992 won a gold medal in the track pursuit at the Olympic Games in Barcelona, after lapping Germany's Jens Lehmann at the Velodrome d'Horta, thus announcing himself to the outside world. The following summer, in one of the most exciting track duels of the era, the Merseysider went on to beat Graeme O'Bree's world hour record by 674 metres, just days after the Scot had himself beaten Francesco Moser of Italy's record, which had stood since 1984. It was, though, in 1994 that Boardman made his mark on the Tour de France in blistering fashion. When Boardman, 25, arrived on the starting ramp in Lille for the 81st edition of the world's toughest bike race, he had yet to compete in one of cycling's three grand tours, the Tour de France, Vuelta a España, and Giro d'Italia, and yet there he was set up to go against the then three-time winner of Spain's Miguel Indurain and Tony Rominger of Switzerland. The Tour debutant rolled down the ramp 10th from last with Indurain and Rominger, who both went on to claim the prestigious world hour record to follow. Boardman, a rider nicknamed the Professor due to his approach to technology, training, and minute details, simply did what he knew best and powered his way around the 7.2-kilometre prologue course in a record-breaking